30 years ago this month, the American auto industry was declining while sales of Japanese cars were on the rise. Workers were getting laid off from GM and Ford as Americans snapped up new compact Toyotas, Hondas, and Datsuns. People in Detroit were unemployed, they were struggling, and they were angry, and many of them blamed the Japanese for their misfortune. Against this backdrop, a young Chinese-American man named Vincent Chin attended his bachelor party at a suburban Detroit strip club. A white auto worker named Robert Ebens was there as well, and his recently laid-off auto worker stepson, Michael Nitz. According to witnesses, Ebens yelled, "It's because of you that we're out of work." A fight ensued, which was broken up, and Chin's party called it a night. If it had ended there, we wouldn't be talking about Vincent Chin, but it didn't. Ebens and Nitz followed Chin to a fast food restaurant. Nitz held Chin down as Ebens bludgeoned him with a baseball bat, crushing his skull. Witnesses, including a couple off-duty cops, looked on. 4 days later, Chin died. That was 5 days before he was set to be married. But Ebens and Nitz were never tried for murder. Instead, they were convicted of manslaughter in a county court, fined $3,000 plus court costs, and ended up serving no jail time. In a subsequent federal case, which focused on whether or not Chin's civil rights were violated, Ebens was initially found guilty, but the conviction was overturned. This case galvanized the Asian American civil rights movement and introduced many Americans to the notion of a hate crime before U.S. hate crime laws existed. Among those at the forefront of the fight was Ronald Wong, vice president of American Citizens for Justice and a lifelong Michigander. Roland joins us from WDET in Detroit. Roland, nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Celeste.
This was also, explain to me what it was about this particular case, but this was also the case that united many Asian Americans. Asian American was not a term that was often used, and in fact, many people who came from different countries in that area of the world were not united on a number of issues.
That's correct. There were many disparate communities that were operating separately, and we came together to create a pan-Asian American movement around civil rights and seeking justice for Vincent Chin.
But why Vincent Chin and his death?
It was a situation that could have occurred to anybody who was Asian American. There was a feeling of anti-Asian sentiment brewing because of the economy, and any one of us could have been the focus of the wrath of the perpetrators. And for that reason, a lot of people rallied around the country, including Detroit, Los Angeles, San Francisco, around the case because they thought justice was not done in this particular case.
And obviously a great deal of ignorance here since Vincent Chin, as I mentioned, it was Chinese. He wasn't even Japanese. But you talk about whether or not justice was done. This is something that was asked of Robert Ebens himself, and I'm going to play you a clip that comes from the Academy Award-nominated documentary, Who Killed Vincent Chin? Here's Robert Ebens speaking.
Detroit, it's got the reputation of murder capital of the world. It's like, and I didn't even do it on purpose. You know, I didn't walk up and shoot somebody. Being asked if justice failed somewhere in this case, I don't see anywhere it did fail. I think the system worked the way it should have worked, right down the line.
And yet, obviously, that was not the reaction of many people in the Asian American community. What did this do to people's faith in the American justice system, in the American way of life?
Well, we systematically worked at some of the issues that were coming forward during the case. The case certainly cemented Asian Americans as being part of the civil rights equation, and that's why we're coming together on June 23rd. With Frank Wu as the keynote. He's the Hastings Law School Dean from California, coming back to talk about the case and to update us with respect to the issues of today, including bullying, stereotyping, that sort of thing.
And yet, Vincent Chin's mother moved back to China. She was really exhausted by the years and years of trying to get the case retried. They even moved it to Cincinnati to get a fair trial, and that didn't work either. Why do you feel as though the Asian American community and Vincent Chin's mother was never really able to get justice for him?
A lot of the shortcomings in the criminal justice system and the judicial system generally surfaced during the case. The lack of sentencing guidelines that led to the probation sentence and fine, the lack of a victim's impact statement, a right of the family to testify about the loss of Vincent, Those were all elements of why justice wasn't done. But those are things that have been addressed since, in part because of the case, and that's why we're revisiting it this coming June 23rd for the 30th anniversary remembrance of the case to talk about the relevance of the case to addressing those issues, and then to take on the issues of bullying and stereotyping. Those issues continue today.
You know, Roland, this case of Vincent Chin has been used as an argument for why we need hate crime legislation, why we need that designation. And yet it seems to me that the typical charge of murder would have worked perfectly fine had it been prosecuted fairly with all of the reforms that you just talked about, if they'd been in place at the time. Do we need the hate crime to have brought justice for Vincent Chin?
Yes, we do. It's a category of crime that needs recognition in the law, and we're glad that there's now the James Byrd, Matthew Shepard, hate crime law. It's a national law. We're glad that many, many states have enacted, since the Chin case, hate crime legislation. So progress has been made over the years, although bullying and stereotyping and generalized hate against people because of who they are continues to this day, and that's why we're coming together in June for this event, remembering Vincent, but also addressing the issues that continue.
Did Vincent Chin's death turn you into an activist?
It certainly did. We learned a lot about coalition building. We're bringing together some of the same organizations that helped us along at the time, including New Detroit, the Michigan Roundtable, the Department of Civil Rights. They're all coming together to join us to talk about the issues then and now. And we're going to be part of a 30-city hangout so that there's going to be web streaming to talk about the issues with cities from coast to coast.
You know, I have nothing but respect for the civil rights movement that came out of Vincent Chin's case. But I'm wondering about your personal reaction. I mean, what were you feeling when you heard about what had happened to Vincent Chin, whom I assume you did not know personally, right?
That's correct. I didn't know him personally.
But you must have had a visceral reaction. I mean, were you afraid for your own safety? What was it that motivated you to get out there and actually change the focus of your life?
There wasn't an Asian Pacific American large civil rights presence at the time, and so we in the community, several of us became activists. Helen Zia, the journalist, Jim Shimura, another lawyer. We all came together, lawyers, journalists, people from the automakers, to create a movement here in Detroit, which also spawned activism coast to coast. It was a learning experience of organizing and then getting together, coalition building with other civil rights organizations. And that work continues to today.
And what's the best way, do you think, to remember Vincent Chin? What's the best way to honor his life and his death?
I think it's important to remember him as an individual. It was a great loss when he was killed. It's also important to remember how far we've come with respect to the civil rights movement, including Asian Americans and other people of color. It's also important to address the shortcomings that continue to today. We're living in a situation of immigrant bashing, bashing of several groups because of their preferences or who they are, and it's important that we continue the task because it's not done.
Roland Wong, Vice President of American Citizens for Justice, you obviously have a busy day coming up. 30 years ago was when Vincent Chin died after he was beaten to death by two white auto workers in Detroit. Roland, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Celeste.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.